This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batso with my good colleague Hussein Akhani of the Hudson Institute, helping me reflect upon South Asia here in 2025 on the occasion of the news of General Field Marshal Munir being endorsed by the President of the United States twice, two meetings in the White House, and also called my favorite field general, the Field Marshal. The question is, what is the United States' presence right now? And does it lingeringly have a responsibility for the violence on the frontier that now and again breaks out to artillery exchanges? Mr. Ambassador, I understand Donald Trump can be unpredictable, but it seemed very strange that he would have two meetings with Munir, which must have endorsed Munir's authority back home times two. What is it that the U.S. is doing or can do, or what presence does the U.S. have in Islamabad?
Well, there's a psychological presence. I mean, Pakistan was an early American ally in the Cold War. The U.S. Supported Pakistan soon after its independence in 1947, kept its economy going, helped build its military, armed it, on the assumption that it will be useful in the fight against communism. Pakistan played a critical role in the war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan called the Jihad. And so Pakistan has been, Pakistanis have a psychological belief that the U.S. Sometimes helps prop up somebody in power in Pakistan. And if the President of the United States praises the Pakistani strongman, then it won't be easy for, say, for example, the supporters of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif or for former Prime Minister Imran Khan to try and challenge Field Marshal Asim Munir's authority. Other than that, right now, President Trump has not really given anything to Pakistan. No new weapon systems, no economic assistance, nothing. I think that the political and psychological advantage to Field Marshal Asim Munir is what he has got from President Trump. And I believe he has spent millions of dollars on lobbying President Trump and his friends and allies to get that.
A well-spent money. However, I observe more than one commentator has said, if you would have predicted at the beginning of the Trump second term that in 6 to 9 months, relations between Delhi and Washington and between the prime minister in Delhi and the president would have cooled, while the conversation between Islamabad and Washington would be the story, you would have been regarded as a contrary. That appears to be the case. Is there an advantage in Pakistan, or is this the same old food fight between the two?
I think that President Trump is probably using praise for Field Marshal Asim Munir as a way of trying to get Prime Minister Modi to do things that Prime Minister Modi doesn't want to do, because India and Pakistan have had a food fight for years. So therefore, why not use that to try and see if Modi will make concessions that Modi doesn't seem to want to do. But other than that, I think that so far, all that President Trump has said and done has been of greater benefit to the field marshal than it has been to the president.
The incident earlier this year that was alarming because it had involved some aspect, or was said to have involved some aspect, of the nuclear weapons arsenal in Pakistan, was an exchange of high-performance aircraft in the Kashmir airspace after the massacre of Indian nationals. I believe they were honeymooners or young people, particularly because they were not Muslims. And that led to what we're told, this is the reporting, feverish phone calls by Washington. I believe Mr. Rubio was mentioned, and an apparent stand down on both sides. Is that influential in President Trump's decision making? What to make of it now, several months later? What did we learn?
Well, it's very obvious that President Trump likes strongmen. He has praised Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He has praised Xi Jinping of China. He has praised President Putin of Russia. He likes strongmen. He doesn't like wishy-washy Democrats who are forever looking for compromise and consensus. That's why he has tough words for Denmark and words of praise for North Korea. So the same applies in this case. Prime Minister Modi may have erred in his judgment, made a mistake of thinking that he would be able to punish Pakistan for allegedly supporting the people who perpetrated the massacre in Indian-controlled Kashmir in the manner he did. And of course, Pakistan reacted and was able to hold its own. So that makes President Trump see Field Marshal Munir as a real strongman, somebody who is willing to mobilize nuclear weapons to scare his enemies. And so that's why Trump grudgingly or otherwise praises and likes Field Marshal Munir. The Indian view on this would be that, look, India has been there for a longer time than Pakistan. India's economy is much stronger. India has a couple of $100 billion in trade with the US, while Pakistan has only $6 billion. It's not even a competition. So the Indian view of things is this too shall pass. This is a few news cycles, and we can deal with a few adverse news cycles with the President of the United States praising the strong man of Pakistan. The bigger realities of the situation favor us.
The continued violence on the frontier by the Taliban of Pakistan, or vouchsafed by the Taliban of Afghanistan. Is General Munir held responsible for that kicking up now and again, or is this business as usual? We have about a minute.
Well, it's been going on for a while, but what Field Marshal Munir is responsible for is a strong decision that Pakistan will not brook nonsense, in his words, from the Afghan side. So he is being more firm. The Afghans don't like that firmness. He doesn't like the fact that the Afghans are not acting against whoever he describes as Pakistan's enemies, especially after Pakistan had done what it did to support the Taliban during the years of the American-backed regime in Afghanistan. So he is definitely a significant actor there. Look, he's a old-style, British-trained military person who basically has a view that what we think is right. And he's willing to take risks. He took risks while fighting the Indians. He's taking risks again over Afghanistan. That risk-taking has been fine for him so far. If it goes wrong, we'll find out what the outcome is then.
I thank Ambassador Hussein Haqqani. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.